Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
So, the Michelin Awards are set to be hosted in Dublin for the first time this coming Monday. There's much talk about who might be added to the list of Ireland's, and will Ireland finally get its third star? It doesn't have one at the moment, a restaurant with three stars. So could this happen next week? But what is the significance of getting a Michelin star, and how are they actually awarded? One man who knows a thing or two about this is Ross Lewis of Chapter One, who for many years held and retained Michelin stars. And good morning to you, Ross. How are you?
Good morning, Bobby. I'm grand indeed. Yeah. Very exciting times. Yeah. Have the Michelin Awards in being held in Dublin on Monday down in the convention centre. So everyone's very excited.
Yeah. So this is the first time, Ross, that they're actually the awards are happening here. Is there any significance that we can read between the lines on that?
Well, I suppose one thing you can absolutely say, it is an acknowledgement of the restaurant scene in Ireland and how quality has been increasing. I know that when I started cooking in Dublin in the early 90s, there may have been one, two or three Michelin stars and that was it. Now, today, the situation is that we have five two-star restaurants, 16 one-star restaurants and 22 with Bib Gourmands, which is a little above entry level. So what you could say is that it's an acknowledgement of that and all the hard work done by the great people who own restaurants in Ireland, which is magnificent for both the Irish population and tourism. So that's fantastic. Yeah. Now, the other thing is that obviously always people will, you know, say they're having the restaurant awards in Ireland and they're, you know, you're putting two and two together and getting four, but that doesn't always work that way with Michelin. So there is obviously the prospect of Ireland at some stage getting a third Michelin star, but there would be five restaurants in contention to that. And I don't think if you interviewed any one of them, they would say, you know, I think I'm going to get a third star, because it is the Holy Grail and there are people working their entire lifetimes. Yeah. To try and achieve it. So,
can I ask you about how you actually get a star, Ross? As I understand it, the Michelin inspectors, they look at quality of ingredients, mastery of technique, harmony of flavors, and the personality of the chef in the cuisine. So they don't look at decor, they don't look at atmosphere, you know, often, which contribute to, for me anyway, an important part of the whole experience.
Yeah, I mean, look, they would say that one star is, you know, simple cooking that is tasty with service, which is commensurate with that. Two-star cooking is definitely more complicated. It's complex and it must have a service to match that complexity. And the third star, they would always say, is it's a restaurant worth a detour, which means really, in effect, three stars is what you might describe as something that could be faultless. Now, that's a fairly funny thing to say, because to ask somebody to run their business in a faultless manner for their entire business lives,
particularly in the hospitality game,
exactly, yeah,
where you're only one step away from disaster at any time,
exactly, one step away from the footpath or St. John of God's at any time, because it's an amazing industry. It's full on exciting, but you know, you're dealing with people all the time, both consumers and staff, and it's hard to know. The one thing I will say is that, you know, throughout my career and the early parts of my career, and I came back to Dublin in 1990, I worked in the old Dublin restaurant and then opened Chapter One in 93. You know, I never, if you'd asked me back then or through the 90s, I would have said, like, it's not achievable for Ireland to have three Michelin stars. I just didn't feel, you know, the talent was here or the wealth to match that, because you need support from consumer. And those things have changed dramatically, and particularly the last decade, you know, and now you could see a time where Ireland could have three Michelin stars. And if you open the page of history, it's blank. And so wouldn't it be amazing for somebody to fill that in? That would be absolutely incredible.
How often do the inspectors call? Can you recognise them? I believe they don't take photos. They don't. They book under assumed names. So they're pretty slick in terms of their evaluation.
They definitely operate subterranean, and you just don't know if they're in. They would at least come once a year. I would have to say that about Michelin. I mean, the one consistency is that from way back, my relationship goes with them, particularly working for myself, Chapter 1, 1993. I mean, they are the one guide that came every single year and they didn't miss a year. Now, in years gone by, before social media and phones and all that kind of thing, they would always identify themselves at the end of the meal and they would say, I'm the Michelin inspector and I'd like to talk to the chef. And they would talk to you and they would never comment on your food other than to say, but they would,
This is when they're assessing your personality then.
Yeah. But they would also use it for, they'd say, well, what's happening around town? Anyone doing nice things and so on and so forth. And so you'd have a chat and then they'd go off in their merry way and you wouldn't see them again. But they did that because they wanted you to know that they were there at least once a year, and other visits might come and they don't identify themselves. Since phones and social media now, they would come in and they take a picture of a dish they've had and they would put it on the Michelin social
website.
Media. Exactly. And so then you know that they have been there. So that's the way of them saying we were there. So they are very consistent, I have to say.
Ross, can I ask you about, obviously, the wonderful accolade of achieving a star, or indeed two stars, in your case. What about the pressure to keep the star? They don't announce the people that actually don't retain the star, but that's got to be a very painful process.
That's a very painful process. There's huge benefits come with getting a Michelin star or two or three, but it involves an awful lot of hard work and a hugely consistent approach. And the pressure to retain it is immense. And some people fall apart under that pressure, particularly some of the younger chefs. They just feel, oh my God, I got to do more. It's got to be more complex. I got to hire more people, and suddenly it's their food is not adding up, and they lose their star, and that's terrible. But losing a star is a mortal wound actually. And if you were three star, you go to two or two to one, it's pretty much over. I remember having a fella in Chapter 1 on the chef's table, and he says to me, what's it like, having to retain this star all the time? And I said, well, what do you do? He says, well, I'm an architect, actually. I said, well, it's like this. They could come into your office at any time that you were open, whether you were there or not, regardless of your personal circumstances or what's happening in your life. They could open up your work and they could have a look at it. And if they felt that it was and wasn't up to standard, they'd come back again and have another look at it. And then if they didn't like what they saw, then you effectively could take the letters away from behind your name. And he was just like going, what? Like, that's insane, And that's it. And he says to me, look, you've one star here and, surely you survive because, you're a popular restaurant, Chapter 1. And I looked in the kitchen and I saw 14 young men and young ladies working for me. And I pointed and I said, I would survive possibly, but see them? They'd be all gone within the next 2 or 3 months.
Well, look, I don't want to end on a negative note, Ross. Finally, very quickly, will you be going on Monday night?
Yes, I'm going on Monday afternoon. Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
All right. Well, enjoy it. And thanks for your wisdom and indeed your insights into the Michelin star.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.